Welcome to Afterglow, a show of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. This week on the show, we're taking a look at one of the early contributors to the American Songbook and one of the most prolific songwriters in jazz, composer Jimmy McHugh. Simply put, McHugh had the gift of melody, and out of his brain came such jazz standards as I Can't Give You Anything But Love, On the Sunny Side of the Street, and I Couldn't Sleep a Wink Last Night. Coming up, we'll hear his songs performed by Frank Sinatra, Nat King Cole, June Christie, and more. It's Jimmy McHugh, I Feel a Song Coming On. Coming up next on Afterglow.
Can't you hear that pitter-pat day? The happy tune is your standard. Life can be so sweet and as sunny as I dream. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid, baby. My rover crossed over, yes. If I never have a cent, baby, I'll be rich as Rockefeller, yes. Gold is at my feet, and the sun is out of the tree. And get your coat. Grab your hat, leave your worries, oh, don't stare. Just direct your feet on the sunny side of the street, bubbles as a yarn. Can't you hear that pitter-pat? Oh, the happy tune is your stand. Life can be so sweet, oh, on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade, yes, with those blues on parade. Now, mama, now I'm not afraid, baby. Oh, don't put those pitties, but that's my body, yes. And if I never ever sin, I'll be rich as Rockefeller, baby. With goals at my feet, I'm certain as I'd see. Thank you.
Louis Armstrong and Cy Oliver's orchestra in 1956 with the Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields song On the Sunny Side of the Street. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're exploring the songs of Jimmy McHugh. In 1951, after 3 decades in the music business, Jimmy McHugh took a trip to England, where he performed for the Queen. When Queen Elizabeth met him, she said, quote, "You seem to have written all of my favorite songs." And that really sums up Jimmy. Once you take a look at all the songs he wrote, you realize what an impact he had on American pop music. All in all, Jimmy McHugh composed over 500 songs and dozens of jazz and pop standards, far more than we can get to in 1 hour. McHugh entered the American pop music world in its infancy. He was born in 1894 in Boston, and when he was about 22 years old, he got a job at Irving Berlin's publishing house as a song plugger. Basically, this meant he would travel around to theaters, trying to sell the songs on behalf of the publishing house, playing them for producers and hoping to get these songs in their shows. Soon, though, McHugh started writing his own songs to plug. Starting around 1921, he hustled to get his own music performed at theaters, in films, basically anywhere they could be played. One of the first places Jimmy McHugh found success as a songwriter was at the Cotton Club, the all-white Harlem nightclub that spawned the careers of Harold Arlen, Adelaide Hall, Ethel Waters, Duke Ellington, and Lena Horne. 2 of his earliest songs performed in the Cotton Club reviews went on to become jazz standards. I'll play those 2 songs now. First, here's Peggy Lee in 1958 with the Jimmy McHugh and Irving Mills song When My Sugar Walks Down the Street on Afterglow.
When my sugar walks down the street, all the little birdies go tweet, tweet, tweet. And in the evening when the sun goes down, it's never dark when he's around. He's so affectionate, and I'll say this, when he kisses me, I sure stay kissed. When my sugar walks down the street, the little birdies go tweet, tweet, tweet. All the little birds go tweet, tweet, tweet. And in the evening when the sun goes down, it's never dark when he's around. Ooh, he's so affectionate, and I'll say this, when he kisses me, I'm kissed. When my sugar walks down the street, the little birdies go tweet, tweet, tweet. The little birdies go tweet, tweet, tweet. The little bird is go tweet, tweet, tweet. The little bird is go tweet, tweet, tweet.
Kisses too, I never knew what they could do. I can't believe that you're in love with me. You're telling everyone I know I'm on your mind each place you go. They can't believe that you're in love with me. I have always placed you far above me. I just can't imagine that you love me. And after all is said and done, to think that I'm the lucky one I can't believe that you're in love with me. I have always placed you far above me. I just can't imagine that you love me. And after all is said and done, to think that I'm the lucky one. I can't believe that you're in love. Can't believe that you're in love. Can't believe that you're in love with me.
Two songs first performed at Harlem's Cotton Club in the 1920s. Just now we heard the Jimmy McHugh and Clarence Gaskill song from 1924 called I Can't Believe That You're in Love with Me. That was performed by Dean Martin in 1960. Before that, Peggy Lee in 1958 with When My Sugar Walks Down the Street, a Jimmy McHugh, Gene Austin, and Irving Mills song from 1924. In 1927, Jimmy McHugh met his most important musical partner, the 22-year-old schoolteacher-turned-lyricist Dorothy Fields. For the next 7 years, McHugh and Fields became one of the best duos in American popular song, churning out countless hits on Broadway, in Hollywood, and on the hit parade. I'll play two songs now from their first musical collaboration, the African-American musical review known as Blackbirds of 1928. The show, starring Adelaide Hall and Ida Ward, was a smash hit and created stars out of McHugh and Fields. First, here's June Christie with the show-stopping number from Blackbirds of 1928. This is I Can't Give You Anything But Love on Afterglow.
I can't give you anything but love, baby. That's the only thing I've plenty of, baby. Dream a while, scheme a while. You're sure to find happiness, and I guess all the things you've always planned for me. I love to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelets, Woolworths doesn't sell, baby. But until that day, you know darn well, baby, I can't give you anything but love.
I'm like an oven that's crying for heat. just unlawful how that boy can cheat. But I must have that man. His heart is Hades. A lady's not safe in his arms when she's kissed. But I'm afraid that he's cooled off, and maybe I'm ruled off his list. I'll never be missed. I need that person much worse than just bad. I'm half alive and it's driving me mad. He's only human if he's to be had. I must have that man.
For somebody, baby. Ah, yeah, exactly like you. Why should we spend all of our money on a show or two when nobody makes those love scenes, honey? Ah, exactly like you. Now you make me feel so grand. I wanna give this world to you, and you make me understand these foolish little dreams I'm dreaming and schemes I'm scheming, yeah. I know why my daddy taught me to be true, yeah. 'Cause he was keeping me here for somebody, somebody, somebody exactly like you. Now you make me feel so great. I wanna hand this great big wide world to you, and you make me understand that these foolish little dreams I'm dreaming, and oh, scheme, I'm scheming, yeah, yeah, yeah. I know I'm my daddy, yeah. The man taught me to be true. Cause he was saving me here for somebody, 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 yeah, exactly like you. Oh, exactly. Oh, baby, like you. Exactly like you. Nobody, nobody, nobody but you. Exactly, 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 oh, like you. Oh, baby, somebody, somebody like you.
Aretha Franklin in 1962 with Exactly Like You, A Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields song from the 1930 show called Lew Leslie's International Review. That show was actually dismissed as crude and vulgar when it came out, despite spawning this song and the song On the Sunny Side of the Street. Before that, we heard Billie Holiday with Teddy Wilson's orchestra in 1937 with I Must Have That Man. Lester Young was the tenor saxophonist in that recording, along with Buck Clayton on trumpet and Benny Goodman on clarinet. And starting that set, we heard June Christie in 1945 with I Can't Give You Anything But Love. Those first two songs, I Must Have That Man and I Can't Give You Anything But Love, come from McHugh and Fields' musical review, Blackbirds of 1928.
Don't blame me for falling in love.
In 1933, with New York being hit hard by the Great Depression, Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields set their sights on Hollywood. Other songwriters like Rodgers and Hart and Harold Arlen had done the same around this time. Their first hit out in Hollywood was the song Don't Blame Me, a song written for the 1933 film Dinner at Eight.
You do the things you do that I can't conceal. Thrill that I'm feeling. Don't blame me. I can't help it if that doggone moon above makes me want someone like you. Love, blame your kiss, as sweet as a kiss can be, and blame all your charms, it melts in my arms, but don't blame me.
Their follow-up to Dinner at Eight was the 1935 film Every Night at Eight, which produced even more hit songs. I'll play two of those now. First, this is Julie London performing the Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields song I'm in the Mood for Love on Afterglow.
If there's a cloud above and it must rain, well, let it. But for tonight, forget it. I'm in the mood
And I'm warning you, it's a victorious, happy and glorious new strain. I feel a song coming on. It's a melody full of the laughter of children out after the rain. You'll hear a tuneful story ringing through you, love and glory, hallelujah. And now that my troubles are gone, let those heavenly drums go on drumming. I feel a song coming on. A tuneful story ringing through you, love and glory, hallelujah. And now that my troubles are gone, let those heavenly drums go on drumming, 'cause I feel a song.
Judy Garland in 1956 with I Feel a Song Coming On, a common opener at her live shows. Before that, that was Julie London in 1955 with I'm in the Mood for Love. Both songs come from the 1935 film Every Night at 8 by songwriter Jimmy McHugh and lyricist Dorothy Fields. Coming up after a short break, we'll hear more from the songwriter Jimmy McHugh. Keep listening. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been exploring the songwriter Jimmy McHugh this hour. After 7 years of working as a duo, Jimmy McHugh and lyricist Dorothy Fields decided to end their partnership around 1935. Fields started working with Jerome Kern, Arthur Schwartz, and later Cy Coleman, and McHugh started working with a number of lyricists like Ted Kohler, Johnny Mercer, and Frank Lesser. With these lyricists, McHugh wrote many songs that became minor standards. These include I'm Shooting High and I've Got My Fingers Crossed with Ted Kohler, the Oscar-nominated song I'd Know You Anywhere with Johnny Mercer, and Can't Get Out of This Mood with Frank Lesser. That's the song that you're hearing in the background right now, performed by Oscar Peterson. I want to play for you, though, a different song from Jimmy McHugh and Frank Lesser. They wrote this next song in 1943 for the film Happy Go Lucky, starring Mary Martin. This is singer and trumpeter Chet Baker with their 1955 tune, Let's Get Lost, on Afterglow. ¶¶
get lost, lost in each other's arms. Let's get lost, let them send out alarms. And though they'll think us rather rude, let's tell the world we're in that crazy mood. Let's defrost in a romantic mist. Let's get crossed off everybody's list. To celebrate this night we found each other. Oh, let's get lost. Let's defrost in a romantic mist. Let's get crossed off everybody's list. To celebrate this night we found each other. Oh, let's get lost. Let's get lost.
Chet Baker with Let's Get Lost, a song by Jimmy McHugh and Frank Lesser. Frank Lesser and Jimmy McHugh were only occasional songwriting partners in the 1930s and 40s. However, McHugh had established a more long-term working relationship with lyricist Harold Adamson. McHugh and Adamson started working together on films in the late 1930s and continued to collaborate during World War II and beyond. Some early hits for the duo included the 1937 films You're a Sweetheart, where they wrote the title song, and Top of the Town, which featured the song Where Are You? This song was also featured as the title track to a 1957 album for Frank Sinatra, his first album recorded in stereo. Here's Sinatra now with that Jimmy McHugh and Harold Adamson song. This is Where Are You? On Afterglow.
Must I go on pretending? Where is my happy ending? Where are you? When we said goodbye, love, what had we to gain? When I I gave you my love? Was it all in vain? All life through, must I go on pretending? Where is that happy ending? Where are you? Where are you?
June Christie in 1956 from the album The Misty Miss Christie, with Jimmy McHugh and Harold Adamson's 1943 song A Lovely Way to Spend an Evening. That was arranged by Pete Rugolo. Before that, we heard Frank Sinatra and Gordon Jenkins with Where Are You?, the title track from their 1957 album Together. McHugh and Adamson wrote that song in 1937. The war years were successful for Jimmy McHugh. He scored his biggest hit in 1943, the wartime song Coming In on a Wing and a Prayer, all about a heroic act of aviation.
And a prayer, coming in on a wing and a prayer. Though there's one mortar gone, we can still carry on.
That same year, he and Harold Adamson also wrote some more civilian tunes, including the song I Couldn't Sleep a Wink Last Night for the film Higher and Higher. One of the stars of that film was none other than Frank Sinatra in one of his earliest film roles. Sinatra introduced this song in the film, and the song was later nominated for an Oscar. I Couldn't Sleep a Wink Last Night always remained close to Sinatra, and in 1957, he recorded the song again with Nelson Riddle for their album Close to You. It's one of Sinatra's best performances, and let's hear that now. This is Frank Sinatra and Nelson Riddle with I Couldn't Sleep a Wink Last Night on Afterglow.
I couldn't sleep a wink last night because we had that silly fight. I thought my heart would break the whole night through. I knew that you'd be sorry, and I'm sorry too. I didn't have my favorite dream, the one in which I hold you tight. I had to call you up this morning to see if everything was still all right. Yes, I had to call you up this morning 'cause I couldn't sleep a wink last night. I didn't have my favorite dream, the one in which I hold you tight. So I had to call you up this morning to see if everything was still all right. Yes, I had to call you up this morning 'cause I couldn't sleep a wink last night.
Feel like throwing my worries away. As an old native-born Californian would say, it's a most unusual day. It's a most unusual sky. Not a sign of a cloud passing by. If my heart won't behave in the usual way, it's a most unusual day. I see people meeting people. There's sunshine everywhere. There are people greeting people and a feeling of love in the air. It's the most unusual time. I keep feeling my temperature climb. And if I want to sing, throw my heart in the ring, well, there's only one thing to say. It's the most unusual day. I see people greeting people. There's sunshine everywhere. I see lovers greeting lovers and a feeling of love in the air. It's the most unusual time. I keep feeling my temperature climb. And if I want to sing, throw my heart in the ring, well, there's only one thing to say. It's the most unusual, only one thing to say. It's the most unusual day. Thank you.
two songs written in the 1940s by Jimmy McHugh and Harold Adamson. Just now we heard singer Beverly Kenny in 1958 with It's a Most Unusual Day. That comes from the 1948 MGM musical A Date with Judy. Before that, Frank Sinatra and Nelson Riddle in 1957 with I Couldn't Sleep a Wink Last Night. That comes from the 1943 musical Higher and Higher, originally performed by Frank Sinatra. In the 1950s, Jimmy McHugh and Harold Adamson continued to collaborate, but not as successfully. They tried to create a musical called Strip for Action in 1956, but it fell apart before it went to Broadway, mostly because they got in trouble with the censors. The show might have fallen into obscurity were it not for Nat King Cole. Cole recorded several of the songs from the show with arranger Nelson Riddle, turning them into standards. Let's hear those now. This is Nat King Cole in 1955 with McHugh and Adamson's I Just Found Out About Love on Afterglow.
I just found out about love and I like it. I like it. I like what love has been doing to me. I hold you close in my arms and I like it. I like it. Oh, what a wonderful future I see. It's a one time only, it's a lifetime deal. And I know it's real. I can tell by the way that I feel. Right now, I'm living it up and I like it. I like it. Hey, you, give me a clue. What's love doing to you? Looks like you could be liking it too. It's a one time only, it's a lifetime deal, and I know it's real. I can tell by the way that I feel. Right now, I'm living it up and I like it. I like it. Hey, you, give me a clue. What's love doing to you? Looks like you could be liking it too. Looks like you could be liking it too. Steady, too young, I hear her say. She says we're not ready, but then why am I feeling this way? Too young, so she tells me. She says we'll have to wait. Why wait till it may be too late? Can't she realize she drives me wild? Is she made of stone? Must she always act just like a child? Won't she ever own up? We're grown up someday. she'll be sorry. Someday, just wait and see. She'll wish she'd gone steady with me. She realized she drives me wild. Is she made of stone? Must she always act just like a child? Won't she ever own up? We're grown up. Someday she'll be sorry. Someday, just wait and see. She'll wish she'd gone steady with me.
Two tracks from the 1957 album This Is Nat King Cole. That was Too Young to Go Steady and I Just Found Out About Love. Both songs were from the failed Broadway musical called Strip for Action by Jimmy McHugh and Harold Adamson. Jimmy McHugh mostly retired from the music business in the 1960s. He would pass away at age 74 in 1969. After decades in the music business, Jimmy McHugh's final film song ends on a hopeful note. It comes from the 1960 film Let No Man Write My Epitaph, featuring singer Ella Fitzgerald in a starring role. Fitzgerald also recorded the soundtrack, a lovely spare album with only voice and piano. It's been reissued on CD under the title The Intimate Ella. I'll play her recording of that final Jimmy McHugh song now. This is Ella Fitzgerald with Jimmy McHugh and Ned Washington's song, Reach for Tomorrow, on Afterglow.
Reach for tomorrow. Today belongs to the past. The golden hopes of your yesterday can all be yours at last. Reach for tomorrow and keep your head in the sky. You may get hurt in a thousand ways, but give it one more try. Have no regret about, forget about the chances you miss. In days to come, I know there's something better than this. Reach for tomorrow and keep your dreams ever new. No matter how many times it seems that dreams are not for you,
Reach for Tomorrow, performed by Ella Fitzgerald and pianist Paul Smith, from the soundtrack to the 1960 film Let No Man Write My Epitaph, later reissued with the title The Intimate Ella. That was written by composer Jimmy McHugh and lyricist Ned Washington, and it was McHugh's final film song. And thanks for tuning in to this closer look at the songs of Jimmy McHugh on Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.